Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Puzzling Evidence Show podcast. The Puzzling Evidence Show is broadcast live each week at 3 a.m. Friday mornings, Pacific Standard Time on Pacifica's own KPFA 94.1 FM and on the internet at www.kpfa.org. Since 1982, the Puzzling Evidence Show has consistently pushed the limits of what is best described as free-form improvisational radio. Truly, this is the standard by which all subgenius radio shows are measured. Now, please sit back, relax, and enjoy. Warning: do not attempt to operate heavy machinery under the influence of this radio show. Repeated use may be necessary for complete effect. The Puzzling Evidence Show. More than an hour, less than a show.
Roz, Bob here is from Los Angeles. He has a very important collection of American Western art. Isn't that right, Bobby?
Uh-huh. That's right.
I sort of tricked you, Roz. I'm an art broker.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob here is a client, and I'm going to take him around to some of the galleries,
right.
Recommend some acquisitions.
Right.
But first, I'd like him to look at your paintings.
Okay.
I'm going to recommend that he buys one. That is, if we can come to a fair price.
Oh, no.
You're an artist?
You're an
artist. Just look at the work, Bob. You tell me.
Okay. And then if Bob wants to show up in another light, in another world?
Probably for sale.
I'm silly. Hell yes.
Hey, here comes Hal.
What are you doing? Jesus Christ, Bob,
there.
What are you doing? What if she comes out here and sees that?
The computer.
Those are her dreams. You don't throw away somebody's dreams.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, let's go. We're on the schedule.
Okay.
We gotta move.
All right, here we go. Now, we're gonna get in the cab and house. All right, the house in the cab is calling you.
That driver wouldn't change Serbo-Croatian money.
So here we
I
go.
Had to change his mind for him.
Yeah.
I used esoteric mind-changing techniques.
Ow.
That we learned in the change minds of Minos. Because there are minds that are changeable constantly. And which do.
Like the audience
fact,
when Commoner's Pink played. What was it?
Cheap Pink.
Cheap Pink.
And what did the audience do? Did they get up and exercise?
They did.
Jumped.
I think I got some footage of that, but they were embarrassed as that when they did the jumps, all their change jumped out of their pocket. And,
well,
and
that's what they get for doing it.
But
it's funny.
They did. And so why do you think they were yanked off stage? Why do you think that...
Because they went on too long. Their act was only supposed to be 20 minutes, and it was more like half an hour.
They were just ready to go.
At least they did their make love, not war business. Did you see their video on the internet?
No, I have
of
not.
Them doing it?
Well, and where is that to be found?
On YouTube, of course.
And what is the name they would have to YouTube
it's
into the...
I think it's called Everybody Rocket, and it's in a section of anti-Iraq war
Oh, you never
think
that.
Yes, it's all there. And I might add, it's quite a sight.
There we go. Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Microphone test.
Well, I...
There's hair on this thing. It's like this microphone cover is growing a beard.
No, that's artificial hair. Those are filaments of plastic.
It feels like...
And they come
all the
way.
It's getting in my nose.
The depths of outer space. So you might want to keep your honker away from there. They could be exo-organisms.
So I was supposed to be dead, right? I'm dead?
Yeah, you're dead.
You're
virtually.
But grateful.
Yeah, he's dead. It's your virtual
death. We had my funeral last week. Is that
And then
correct?
We have your ashes right here, if you want your own ashes. Oh, sorry, man.
Even in our ashes.
She's shocked by this idea.
Just blow them off the desktop there.
For thee who...
Blow off the desktop. Well, you know what? I'm going to be leaving early again
like
tonight.
10 minutes.
I'm going to leave earlier now tonight than I did last
down.
Week.
Yeah, it's just this.
Relax.
The show is just a formal thing. People show up.
I show up and tell my fans, of my massive audience out there, that I can't be
well,
here this week.
Some of those fans might show you up.
But I will call in because I don't. I don't trust you guys when you're unsupervised.
You were doing a show.
Last time I left early, the next thing I know, I died and I'm in a funeral.
Yeah.
Well, we're only reporting on the events.
And I just had to go
happen.
Feed the chickens early. That's all it was. They didn't have their food. And
those chickens, voracious.
I was out feeding the
you
chickens
in no time.
I'm gonna have to feed the chickens again this week. Can you believe that? Our chicken feeder, who normally shows up about this time, has been noticeably absent as of
but
late.
A chicken.
Maybe we should check his house. He might not actually be alive. There could be like a dead chicken feeder inside there, just stinking up the joint.
I don't know anything about no chicken feed, but I do know that Bubba Free Imho Pep Michael Peppy hasn't been calling. In a
what happened
while,
to him?
Well, I don't know. I tried to leave a message on his squeaker phone. But the fact is,
okay, well, I'll call you guys in just a minute as I go. I'm going to get in my Camaro with my mullet flying and ride off into the sunset, and I'll use my cell phone, my hands-free cell phone.
Is there an earthquake tonight?
Yeah, did you feel that?
It woke me up. That's what it was, yeah.
It was big time where I was. I mean, it shook the house.
Yeah. Maybe you want to go out and mow the lawn, of course.
Is that where it was? That's why we felt it, I guess, because
Lafayette,
on that side of the hill.
We are here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was big enough to wake me up. I was thinking, is that me or the real world?
Yeah, you were asleep already.
Yeah.
I wasn't asleep.
This evening
yet.
I had to do that. Well, so what time was it? 7? 8?
No, it was
9.
8.
Oh, 9.
8:45 or 9, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, because I kind of looked at my watch. If that's real, okay.
Yeah, it was real, and it was... where we were, it was the heaviest earthquake I'd felt since I've been out here. Yeah.
Really? Tonight?
Yeah,
well,
tonight
I
felt...
What time was it, anyway?
It was around 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Yeah. Well,
it maybe it's just where we are, because we're on one of those... You know, we were right in that valley, in Alhambra Valley there.
Okay, so don't call in 844-425 and
tell us about...
Tell us about your earthquake.
I'll call you in. I'll call in if nobody else does.
Valley of the Giant.
He's going to give yourself that.
Valley of the Giant. Hope.
Really? You have to now?
Green warthog.
You have to leave now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Dr. Drummond actually does have to leave his post. We're holding his horse now. He's going to gallop away in just a moment into the sunrise.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, there he goes. All right, Dr. Drummond. It's great to see you, even for so short a time. Yes, the safe for radio play. That's us.
But he does say, pussy.
Hey, cut it out. It's going on out over the microphone, and there's...
No,
no
they
delay.
Are. I believe those are the. I believe that you cannot say that on the air, except for safe harbor. I mean, it's a little more complicated. But my problem with all that is why is that happening? Why are all this stuff going on, and they're worried about these little words?
Well, it's all having to do with George Bush and all that stuff.
Offended by bad show. Makes me want to go watch a movie.
And what movie might that be?
Here, I'll show you, but I won't let anybody in the 848-4425 know.
Ghost of Berlin Saga? Ah, that's the second one of those, right?
Yeah.
Not the first one.
Yeah. I thought this was the first one.
Well, maybe it is.
Chronicles of? It was fun.
The first one was called Pitch Black or something like that.
Oh, they're connected.
The second
I didn't know that.
Yes, this character was in the first one. You see? He escapes at the end from the monsters. But now, he's back. And he's got his own series where he fights even more monsters. Because there are always more monsters where they come from. It's like there's a factory somewhere turning them out.
The monsters? A monster factory.
Just
kind of
so.
What we're doing now with the psychological implications of the war. and of the Academy Awards.
Well, did you think Cheap Pinks were a protest? Somebody yelled out bad taste.
That's right. I would have to listen back to it. It did seem to go on forever, and it lacked a certain kind of, I don't know if it's lacked or misplaced, a certain, you know this could go on forever. Okay, so this is just my personal
I think that's why Chicken
it.
Pulled the plug.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like watching people who don't exactly have a lock on what an audience does and feels in. And so they feel like they can go on forever and ever. But you're sitting in the audience feeling like you're sawing wood, waiting for the show that has ups and downs to come. You know, it's sort of monotone.
Oh,
it was
well,
fun watching them.
Fortunately, we got the Boston bingo. I mean, the New Orleans.
We're writing
bingo
all this up, of course. Everything we say on the radio is reported by blogs across the world who are using old Selectric typewriters.
Yes, typing it all out. Blood type A, blood type AO, blood type B, and of course, blood type C. But what about the dark reign of charismatic medieval monarchs? How does that affect Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Lunchpail today? In today's bustling cities, where underwear is scarcely changed because of the hectic schedule. Now we're going to take this out and have it sent without delay to our editor over at International Magazines Incorporated, and wait for that nice fat check to slide in under the front door. But you might have to wait a while. Well, now this is very odd and peculiar. Despite Cheney's absence, his influence looms over complex CIA leak trial of Scooter Libby scooting along the floor with a can of peas.
That's the way it is in Washington.
Yes.
And then soon truckloads, military truckloads of canned peas are moving to the city at night.
The Nazis had eliminated open opposition, created a one-party state, and coordinated most of Germany's major secondary institutions. This rapid consolidation of power depended heavily on violence and the threat of violence.
Was Harry Houdini a spy?
And
he was called the Handcuff King. Oh, what?
You're leaving momentarily. On
yeah, I am. I have a trip to go on. I'm going down with my associates and a swell bunch of chorus girls to the hot springs at Amargosa, the famous water slide, the outhouse, pardon me, opera house, and the Elephant's Boneyard, otherwise known as the Death Valley Airplane Graveyard. So we're going to have
Valley.
I think that's where all this stuff is. It's down there in the dread beaches of the Earth's surface, where no
and
water
and will all be captured on
the
video.
Surface. The Jornada de Muerte, where many left their bleached bones in the desert.
That would be fun to go on, folks.
Until you run out of gas, and then you run out of water, and then. Trudge across the alkali desert.
A guy from L.A. will get the helicopter shot of you guys lying in the desert on your backs.
L.A.
Flying
hucksters?
For the sky.
I'll show him.
Because of the lack of everything. And the axle's
somewhere
broken.
Near here is the cave where Roman hangs out with his table and his million bubble machine. And he, of course, has the ambition of wiping out all of humanity and replacing humans with romans. Anyway, Houdini was an escape artist, as everyone knows, a magician and a best-selling author. For decades, the great Harry Houdini transfixed millions with his stunning escapes from handcuffs.
So the Twilight Zone's playing?
Sometimes while hanging upside down, sometimes while submerged in bubbling tanks of water.
What else
often
is going on?
In the full view of an astonished
you'll have
audience.
To tell all of us.
But in the 1920s,
4425,
after the death of a beloved relative, Houdini turned to the art of ghost busting, exposing the fraudulent mediums and spiritualists who charged exorbitant fees to communicate with the dead on behalf of their grieving servants. But,
you doubt it,
some people think Harry Houdini worked as a spy for the U.S. Secret Service and Britain's Scotland Yard. And furthermore, Houdini's attacks on the spiritualist made him some very powerful enemies.
90s, you know, they don't really have the clout anymore. Now everything's being
various
in private
mages
hands.
And wizards put
not
out a price
known.
On his head.
Not very well known.
Even
and also
Sir
the other
Arthur
thing changes,
Doyle,
everything's run through the military.
Creator of Professor Challenger
in the
Sherlock
old days,
Holmes.
The military had one province, and CIA had a province. Everybody had a piece. Industrialists had a piece, but now. Right now, in Iraqistan, everything's going to the military.
And sad, sad.
So it can be handled more appropriately.
They but don't have the way the government gets the action instead of private industry, right?
No, no. The private industry is how I think things get done because they're not accountable to anybody. So now you hire. It's sort of back to, in my mind, I don't know, back to if we've always been this way, but it reminds me of medieval times.
So what do you need government for?
Now, there's a question that Philo Drummond has brought up all of his life. Do you need him for to pave the streets and the fire engines?
Well, who needs streets?
Because everybody has the freedom to have a four-wheel drive. Hey, watch it, buddy! Hey!
Look out!
Drive it or park it, lady.
Or drive
okay,
it with
well, him. I'm out on these streets that are paid for by, supposedly paid for by our taxpayers.
Yeah. You're not in the other room on a cell phone, right? You're actually driving?
No, I'm actually driving the breeze right now.
Yeah.
As I speak, my
Mike Mullet, Private Eye.
38 degrees, actually not quite.
Of separation.
43.
And Philo, like in 200, you know, those kinds of special effects are playing, right?
200?
So about a 120 now.
Have you seen the ads for 200?
Are you referring to the 300?
I'm sorry, 300.
You
yeah.
know,
I don't know why. I keep
before that dumb movie, you got to realize. Remember, there are 300
Spartans
at the path
yeah.
of Thermopylae. They wouldn't cut 100 out of them.
They were in Vietnam,
economy
actually. Yeah, you can, in as in, go tell the Spartans.
Even
and
then,
yeah, well, didn't we have
the
Spartans?
Middle East was threatening to destabilize and destroy the civilized world. The Persians were on the rampage.
That's not what I heard. I heard that we were going to be invaded very shortly by gorillas who will craft watermelons in our brains. It's true.
How did the gorilla suit massacre look? It went all wrong. I don't know if anyone knew that. We had other gorillas waiting on the stairs to come down, and I was waiting
like
for them.
Like an anthill of gorillas?
Me. Yeah, but it didn't happen.
It was very weird. It was like a Robert Kennedy meets his end.
We were all supposed to participate in the gorilla assassination. I had a gun and everything.
Right,
but
right.
I couldn't come out because the other gorillas didn't go out, and my going out was depending on their going out.
Oh, okay.
Like a Sirhan gorilla?
Well, no, I'm trying to think of an appropriate assassination.
Maybe more like
Julius Caesar, because there was a bang, and then I, in looking in the viewfinder, realized there was a firearm, and then from the corners of the screen came more firearms and more banging, and Julius Gorilla went down, and then got up, and then went down again, and finally lay still after a kind of Jack Black and King Kong scene of everybody shooting cap guns at the guy.
Well, at least that worked somewhat, unlike some other things we had planned.
And then the horrible scene of having the body dragged away by more gorillas.
That
was a lot of fun to watch. I mean, I think it worked for the audience.
I mean, it's always sad.
Well, it was sad because it was the last show.
When a gorilla has to take it for a human, it's sad.
Yes, much is based on that simple showbiz aphorism.
Really? Oh, I mean, yeah, you're right.
You know, when my first gorilla had to take a bullet from me, I mourned for several weeks afterward.
Well, that just brings the show to a complete stop.
I don't think the people actually thought I'd gone through that many gorillas over time, but...
They might not have thought you were suited for so much gorilla action.
Well, yeah, they don't live as long as they used to in the old days.
David Apocalypse complained because he had not been given the opportunity to bring his gorilla suit to the gorilla suit convention. He would have shown up, and his is really good, too.
Yeah,
his looks a lot better than those other.
He has great attention to detail in these things. It makes me sad to think of what could have been.
We'll have to do it again. We'll have an army of gorilla suits sweep the earth.
It makes me so sad. I cannot wave my mullet.
His mullet is flying in the freezing breeze out there while we broadcast the show in steam-heated comfort. Listen to him. Listen to him.
There's a lot of loud, loud, rancorous sound going on there. I can only hear it through that.
Oh, those are rapsters out there on the street. They're keeping it real. Well, get
really?
One
what about the giant
ears.
Radio? Are you not in the giant radio truck?
I'm driving in the
older
van, which has no radio. It's a contemplative van. It just likes to think as it drives and doesn't really need to hear the yabbering and jabbering that
right.
we've come to love, you know, over the years. It just drives along.
And it drives you crazy. What happened, I'd like to know, to Michael Pepe? He used to call the show and walked off in high dudgeon.
Dudgeon.
Snip, snap, storm,
spelled
and
it that
high
way
conchalorum.
And yes, I did get an interesting still of two people trying to sneak through the show carrying a toilet.
Yes, I think that was part of the whole strategy of make the audience uncomfortable because you bring a toilet on stage and then people think that some dreadful thing.
It was great, yeah.
But up in the dressing room, Chicken said, are you going to leave that toilet on my stage? Or,
yeah, well, know. That's the thing. The special
said,
effect
no.
has to...
Well, why aren't you going down and getting it off the stage? So they went down and heaved up the toilet and took it off. Well, it was a show, ladies and gentlemen, like many others, what can one say? Just a simple show. Did you speak to Reverend John Shirley? I know he was
Briefly, and then I realized that I had not... what night was that? Yeah, that's right, that was the
last
night show. Yeah. Just before the... Before things got really hot. Oh, here, if you want to watch, is Katie Bell's K-Rock moment.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can listen to it, but only through a little terrible speaker on that side. And what happened if, you know, look at Philo's little ship.
It's
going
tiny.
Backwards
it's
along
tiny.
The shore. And if you take off your headphones, you can hear it.
I fell off the mountain.
But you'd have to listen in the room to the little tiny.
But now I'm back on.
Okay.
Strange angle you captured these festivities.
Just a
I was trying to get everything,
perform,
everybody right.
A ritual exercise, which was...
Oh, I do hear it. Okay.
I was just trying to figure out where the speaker was.
I'll be pyroflatulating in just a minute.
It's that little screen on the side of the Camaro.
Because you can do that in your Camaro.
I know. Sorry, my brain was on drugs. If you can hear it, there you go. Okay.
My brain.
Oh, okay.
Was on drugs.
All right. I'm sorry too.
Yeah, you did pretty well, considering. Then.
I'm sorry, your brain was on drugs.
Thank you for having sympathy for my sorriness.
Of course, those irritating flashing lights are flashing.
Thanks for being thankful for my thankfulness.
No, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank me.
Okay, the lawn sprinklers of my mind have come out now.
Thank me for being. The lawn sprinklers of your mind are getting my Xbox that's defrosting on the lawn wet.
Yeah. Hal is rendered speechless by a tiny...
I'm trying to follow it, but it's little and teeny
difficult
to concentrate.
Right. It'll be
on.
Easier to see on the computer when you... I'll put it in your computer, and then you can watch it later when things are...
Okay,
better.
I have I'll call back in 5 minutes.
It's a confusing moment.
Okay.
Even Philo Drummond can't stay on the air. It is a K-Rob moment, which is a kind of hard to describe.
Yes, it is. It is hard to describe. But,
and hard to watch. All
but how did you like? We went and recorded that KROB.
That was great. I was envious. I need... Everybody needs, on the Me Show, your own, what do they call it?
Song, jingle, ID.
Jingle, yeah. ID. Okay, stop looking at your own Dr. Hal. I mean, we all need the IDs that you then use in the intro.
Marching on across the countryside, the vast army of Lars Porsena of Clusium. The Tuscan army, right glorious to behold, came flashing back the noonday light.
So what I want to do is bring back one of the Spartans and make him watch the movie.
Bright of a broad sea of gold. 4,000 trumpets sounded a peal of warlike glee as that great host, with measured tread, and spears advanced, and ensigns spread, rolled slowly toward the bridge's head, where stood the dauntless three. Now why don't they make a movie out of that? Because it's too preposterous. The Duke of Wellington said it. The three guys can't stop 1,000, and, just throw some spears at them.
Not like they can now, with force multiplication.
Well, of course, they didn't have the technological advances of the cyber age in the time of Horatius Cocles and the attack by Tarquin on the Romans. Yes, Sextus Tarquinus. Tarquinus, the one who outraged Lucretia. He tried to take back the city, but failed. And some say it was because of Horatius Cocles and his little band of two other people. Because the bridge was only wide enough for three to walk abreast, and its giant army was blocked by three very good fighters.
You cannot live in isolation.
Taking on all the others, three at a time. Now we're backing the large ice cream truck up to the head of the bridge here. While these three were fighting, the citizens of Rome on the island in the Tiber River were chopping down the bridge at the other end. Chop, chop, chop.
They're so mean, but they do that on the show.
Yeah.
As we sit here by the fire.
By the fire.
From the rain.
The rain.
Just relaxing.
Sunny days
inside
that I thought would never end.
Our little rocket ship.
I rocket in my pocket. Rocket away.
Rocket away. Suicide Man. He was listening earlier, but he's gone. Oh, that's Philo.
Oh, time to get up.
Time to get up. Hopping at him.
Hi, Philo. How you doing?
I'm not Philo.
No, you're not.
Oh,
Philo.
No.
What name would we want to give? What name would we want to place next to Wittgenstein and Heidegger?
I summoned up Suicide Man. Damn it.
No thinker, I believe, has a greater right to stand alongside this caller.
Throwing my voice. Yeah. They're showing that poor woman's decaying corpse that was put on a plane to the Bahamas.
No, tell me no.
They say she's constantly decaying, but she still looks good.
Okay, officially that's less than 4 weeks since she's died? And they're already world has started.
That tape of her in the clown makeup?
Yeah.
Her voice. What was it with her squeaky voice?
Who knows? That's the thing about all of this is you don't know what you're looking at. I mean, I watched
that's
a Cops
the way it's
once. This is one of my
been.
Favorite versions of this. A Cops. Where there's you're welcome. A Mercedes spread across the highway. There's stuff from the Mercedes everywhere. That you're looking at a guy on camera that looks really stoned, acts really stoned. Does give adequate answers, and a trained drug officer, I think a Pennsylvania state trooper, not somebody you can take lightly, says he's fine, and they let him go. And I forgot how it worked, but it was so funny, because I always think of that when I was watching that clown thing, thinking, what am I watching? Who knows? You know, it it looks like somebody slurring on downers, but that doesn't mean it is.
I've never seen anybody whose voice had been transformed like that by any substance.
Yeah.
But that's the way it always was. It ever was so. She never had a different voice.
What a sad way to pass it.
There are many irritating and embarrassing videotapes which can come to light, but the damage was done even before she passed from the scene. The best thing is simply not to participate in the potlatch, the orgiastic ceremony of her passing.
It's fascinating to flip through, because I don't watch them enough to really care, but flip through all the news channels for the last couple of weeks. Where
Flip the Frog.
I developed a habit of flipping through the news channels and flipping the channels whenever
flipping
the
and
word
shifting.
Fat.
Why can't you just
say
yeah, I have a code where the spider will automatically change two channels over.
Spider?
The only time I did that was with the O.J. Simpson escape in the white the white SUV.
Yeah, it was in England then.
And it was so amazing to watch.
No, that took
this
place
whole
in
thing
LA.
Was being generated by TV, and he was on the freeway, and there would be overpasses with 300 people on there cheering, and then running across the overpass between the cars on the overpass. You know, to run to the other side to see the thing go under them. They were part of history because there were three news helicopters shooting them, you know, at a distance. It was amazing.
Well, in the car chases in L.A., sometimes they have two or three helicopter viewpoints, cameras simultaneously.
Hell, a cop.
I don't know if it may be on the Internet somewhere, but a fun one to watch for that is called Cul-de-Sac. And it's a 58-minute documentary about the guy who stole the tank in San Diego.
Oh, yes.
And fascinating story.
I taped all that live when it happened.
Oh, yeah. That was the helicopter shot of Dreamland, I mean, to me. A guy going wild on the streets of American City with a tank.
Oh, the greatest one was when the guy who was in a truck, he apparently had gotten HIV, and it was very distraught.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And his dog.
He had a dog in the truck, and he was smoking a cigarette, trying to prepare a Molotov cocktail.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you were looking down, and you saw the entire interior of the passenger compartment filled with flame for about 3 seconds before he managed to fumble his way to get out. And then there was smoke coming off of his hair, and he was burned, and then he took a shotgun from the back of the truck and kneeled down and blew his head off on TV, and you could see him kind of fall back like a guy slipping on a banana peel. And all these many thousands of children were watching because their parents were using the TV as a babysitter. This was like 3 p.m, and particularly the Spanish language stations, they particularly didn't shrink from the carnage.
Yeah, I'd forgot. Well, I always forget about that stuff because it's so
it's an image. It's one of those.
It's unreal,
like
even though you know it's real. Yeah,
it's what television
translated through. Yeah, 250 lines of bad
real
raster.
Time stuff. That's what TV should be. None of this. And you know what really rankled my ass was during the Gulf War when the TV would not show the actual stuff. They would. There was one scene where they were showing a Sky News reporter, a British guy, giving a stuffy delivery, and then he's saying, "Oh, there's a battle going on right over there," and the camera insisted on just showing this guy talking about this battle that he was watching, while the camera just had to turn around and let us see it, but it wouldn't do it. And then they would have delays on where they wouldn't let, if somebody were to blow up or something like that, they wouldn't let us see it, but they slipped up once. I did see a guy step on a mine once, and then they faded to a different
scene. It's the Bobbies who have the most fun in the middle of the night. And I just wanted to start 420 Man earlier this year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because there's going to be Green Man this year, and it's going to go off. Definitely, man.
The lunar eclipse.
What time is the lunar eclipse?
It'll be Tuesday morning.
Okay.
During the event.
Yo, I got a new rap. I got to tell you about it. Tonka pound.
But what time Tuesday morning?
Around 3:30 in the morning. I'm talking about
showtime.
In your brain.
Not the one coming up.
The train wreck. One sec. Mic check. DJ on the deck. Freaking neck.
What about
the train delay? Speaking of the delay.
What are bombings?
Well, some call them dialect comedian.
So that's going to be tough. I wish I could show up early so I could get some sleep, but I'm going to be out over there setting up my camp, and then I'll set up my little telescope and make my observations. And then I can rest.
And then you can let this life go. Oh, no, that's David Perry.
There rests, if any rest can harbor there.
And I tell you, I keep looking at a TV. Whenever I see the word that...
You think KPFA? 94.1? KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1, 89.3, KFCF in Fresno, online kpfa.org, 90.1 in the beautiful city of KZFR, that's near Chico, my brain is still on the show. I'm going to do some more show here.
There you go.
Whoa!
Got it mixed
makes
up with the
like
baby likes it.
I'll ask you about unidentified flying yetis, but that's
really
not important. I've got a special.
Yeah, what about X Day? Are you going to X Day?
He's not answering.
Does that mean
it
is? Well,
it might be classified. He can't give away everything on the air.
Oh, I can't. All right. I was going to give him this 1901 Jefferson silver quarter, but.
Wow.
I guess I'll wait.
Swallow it.
I can't give everything on the air. Okay, well, now we're frying your brain on show. Shogi.
The moon is in the house of the fishes, and Jupiter is rising. The winter equinox welcomes the star of the Hebrew king. All right, now what we need to do here is introduce the callers to our centrifugal device. It will whirl them around and around and render them into jelly.
You.
This is the verdict of history. And we have colorful native songs and dances. And it's going to be okay, yeah.
I like the book signing. He's talking about the book signing, folks. April 1st. Where we'll be.
I wouldn't mind having a Bubba Free Imho Pep Michael Pepe to do some stuff there.
He'll be there.
You think?
I hope so.
Can't get in touch with him.
Well, he travels a lot.
Ah, that must be it.
Stellar travel.
I get you. So the caller is still there, and I wonder if they have any kind of a question that they'd like to ask this morning.
I have a question for the radio.
Okay, look right at the radio and ask away.
Put your hand on the radio.
I need to know.
On a need-to-know basis.
About the show.
Yes. Well, now, what would your question be?
My question is... How far in the universe does Zob's hand reach? Can he grip it from all directions?
Does
the bullet hit him from all directions?
Well,
it might be in reference to Bob.
It might be. It
because
might be,
once again, they're always...
If the bullet hit him from all directions, then everything would be traveling toward the center, which would be the point that he occupied. All directions would lead to Bob, just as all roads, it is said, once led to Rome. But now we know that the universe is connected by a flying spaghetti monster of many different springs.
What is flying spaghetti monster? I see him, but...
Springs. I mean, strings. Of course, there are springs also in the clockwork mechanism of the universe, but mainly string theory is concerned with those strange attractions of distant parts of the plenum, which are connected by unseen and hitherto unsuspected connectors. But now, what are you asking about? The flying spaghetti monster?
Funny.
That's not my deal.
Can you get more connectors at the store?
Well, at the hardware stores, you can get them. Right. And you'd better get them, because otherwise you're up a creek without a... Oh, wait, he's still there, and he's still asking something more. And what would that be? A good spleen. You can see right on... You've already done that. And we were propped up with frappe.
I tell you what, I'll pass your question along to Philo. To see if it's... Okay, it's done. All right, forget it then. Yeah.
Remember, you're participating in the miracle of radio, which happens because of the existence of radio waves, which travel at the speed of light, sound waves, which, of course, travel at the speed of sound, and that other strange divine or godly miracle, the human body, and in particular, the human ear and brain. You see, sound waves gathered by the outer auricle of the ear strike the middle ear at the tympanic membrane. A complicated structure woven by all three primary cell layers. First, the ectoderm from the dorsal edge of the first branchial groove. The endoderm from an expansion of the first pharyngeal pouch. The entire tympanic zone develops within an expansion of the recess of this pouch. And late arriving mesenchyme from the first and second branchial arches. The tympanic membrane's vibration initiates vibrations in the three delicate ossicles of the middle ear, the malleus, incus, and stapes. That's the anvil, and stanvil. Yuck, 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 yuck. The hammer, anvil, and stirrup to you. These interlocking tuning forks are formed embryogenically from branchial arch cartilage, then encased by the endodermal epithelium of the distal portion of the pouch's recess in the tympanic cavity. The bone's vibration oscillate the membrane of the oval window of the cochlea, producing wave after wave in the perilymph of the cochlea and causing the basilar membrane to vibrate. Sound is detected by stimulated hair cells in the organ of Corti, inducing action potentials in the cochlear nerve. Now this nerve transmits the impulse that was sound, along axons to the cochlear nucleus in the brain stem. There, they are sorted, repackaged, and dispatched to the interior colliculus of the midbrain. From there, they pass through the thalamus into the auditory cortex of the cerebrum, where they take up residence. The ear, after all, is a contraption. You can ask yourself, is this the most efficient way for sound waves to be received and transmitted in a form that the brain can assimilate? And perhaps not, because it is an evolutionary mechanism. It just happened that way. The ear is the ultimate Rube Goldberg machine. If the steps of its sequence are considered separately, the coherent packaging and transmission of sound waves into meaning is absurd. But as with all other morphogenetic assemblages and homeostases, the whole transcends its parts, both mechanically and existentially, to produce a confident functioning organ system undeterred by its many interlinked and complicated components and routings. Of course, if one link in the chain fails, then you're out of luck, but that's science for you. The passages of the ear are also more than just oral canals. Cochlear nerve fibers meeting vestibular nerve fibers form the maculae of the vestibule, and the vestibulocochlear nerve, or cranial nerve, technically speaking, cranial nerve 8, which carries joint sound and balance messages to the brain. The vestibular mechanism in the ear's inner recesses, or vestibule, we could also call it the lobby, functions as the body mind's kinesthetic compass and stabilizing bar. It receives information. Its main product is epinephrine, a hormone that functions much like candy or ice cream. Oh, well. Anyway, that is how sound is received and how radio works. I think that killed the caller.
Caller?
Oh, he's still there. Let's prepare another bromide.
Oh, sorry.
Not a bromide. They fired the bromide straight into the Kraken's little... No.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was fun. Oh, yeah, there it goes. Into the Kraken.
Faster than light.
Goes all of, there are all of Custer's troops now disappearing into the Kraken.
Buster Custer. Scientific horizons ever receding as one approaches. So characteristic is it. There are two roads to go by. The Meze Glees Way, which leads by Swan's bourgeois estate. Then the Guermantes Way, which leads toward the royally titled estate. Eventually, connected by love. Analysis of snobbery, pathetic self-delusion. Art can occasionally, as in dreams but never life, express the associations that make perceptible the world of essential reality, which lies outside of lived time. Oh, you don't think so? Huh?
No, I agree. Oh, I just didn't think you had to tell them.
Well,
now they'll be all confused. They're driving to work thinking, but outside time. Crash.
And off the road they go in a plume of smoke, wreckage, and gasoline. Well, that is
just
unfortunate.
Just like Concrete by Paul McGreevy.
Yeah.
Oh, hello. Yeah, we're doing a show.
Whatever.
Now we're going downstairs in the show. Just a minute. We'll be down in the studio.
We're going to go to the show basement and go behind this spider-haunted water heater and see if we can pull out some old papers stored among the
playbills from Gigi's show in 1957.
Toxic nanomaterials, all sorts of stuff's down here in the basement that perhaps belongs there.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this, a two-headed sweater. So I told you I got a copy of Brewer's Dictionary of Phrase and Fable and a Gary Hughes t-shirt from your boyfriend in the mail today. No explanation, no cover letter. Why he would send me these things, I don't know. But of course, they are welcome. I must send him a letter of thanks.
Like
hello.
Hal's wearing the t-shirt and the outside of his suit right now.
Be pressed for time. Yes, because tomorrow I've got many things packed into the day before I finally take off on the Chicken John bus trip
to the center of the earth.
Where they're going to knock on time's door and see if they really are outside it.
Well,
they'll be
we
in the
could.
Desert in the full moon. That'll be
nice. It'll be nice, all right. Yes. That's Chicken all. Was wrong to say it was the full moon on Wednesday, but it'll be here. Let's ring it up. The old religion, which is not manly, returns on the back of my wife, which I have discovered in the course.
Old churchy.
Know ye this knowledge of her is pagan and of the moon, not the sun.
No.
Hers is discord and mine is great order and patriarchy. Through my discipline, thine armies can triumph. The harlot will bribe thee with the reins of time, but the harnessing of it is unclean and shall lead to perdition. The divine king will be killed in the plaza by his own clowns. Darkness will fall. The Philistines shall raise you in.
History cracks me.
The wardens of space shall come indeed with their bestowals, and thy minds and tools shall be all stirred up together. The image will be made flesh, and thy dreams will pound thee over the head. The voice of the prophets shall be loosened from their bowels. Pay heed as they make witness and smoke their pipes, for mark this, by that sign shall ye know them, and they shall command the source of all knowledge, which is like unto a book of the score, and which groweth everywhere like a vine. They shall receive the sacrament from the angels of light, which preserve thy rights in heaven. The chariots of the host shall let rain on them great wealth and monies, while thine own monies secure thee naught. Now, years ago, when the
Book of the Subgenius was first penned by the sacred gnomes, certain inaccuracies were allowed to creep into the text. Today, we understand that it's necessary to winnow out the inaccuracies of our four bears and six eagles, and figure out for ourselves what Dobbs truly meant when he said...
My favorite part.
Oh, well, all right. I was going to talk about the Archelon giant turtle,
yeah.
And although beautiful, Salinger's designs, fairly simple, but anyway, there are some strange creatures in the laundry room. We're going to have to deal with them sooner or later. First, we're going to do a little celebrating. Kick up our heels.
Yee-hee!
30,000 years ago, an epic ice age held the earth in a frozen embrace. Great ice mountains reached toward the misty heavens. Howling winds penetrated deep into lonely valleys. Crystalline clouds hung low over the vast mammoth steppe. The sun seemed elusive and distant. It was a harsh world, a cruel, unfriendly world that only allowed its inhabitants a short 2 months of relatively benign weather. During this time, the Earth's inhabitants were able to recover from the cruelty of the cold season and prepare for its return. But today, the Fire Age looms as the Ice Age recedes ever faster into the background with a dismal melting grip, and prehistoric beasts seem far from our present concerns.
Sorry. It's just prehistoric.
It's prehistoric!
Well, we did show some prehistoric footage.
Mm-hmm, did. And then K-Rob's last dinosaur action edit ever was shown.
Yes, I don't know how they... It looked like we didn't lose a bunch of people. A lot of the times they get up and head for the exits during the movie if it's long
that's
enough.
The natural break. Oh, look, TV. Want to move. Yeah, that interests me. I always stay and watch two-dimensional images. And
we just try to vary the deal, you know.
Yeah.
And we did have a variance. We had Freddy's poem, and we had the...
Yep, that was nice.
Unexpected appearance of the New Orleans Bingo Kings. We had the lengthy, cheap pink performance. We had the various K-Rob edits and Katie Bell moments.
It was quite a show. It sailed off into the sunset.
It's over.
And even little Philo couldn't bring himself to talk to the show.
I wonder why he wouldn't talk to the show.
It's just, that's the way
after
he...
such a long time.
He just comes on the show long enough to tease everybody. Oh, there he goes, into the liquid slack and swimming like a man. Looks like he's got a little raft made out of artichokes from Castro.
They can call him Artichoke Joe.
Bugs.
Oh, bugs. Oh, yes. You do bugs.
I heard the junkyard was having some kind of problem with their reality.
And what is reality? We're not afraid of it, are we?
Well, there's some reality for you.
Whoa! What the? Where'd you get? Where's that from? What?
I don't know.
What the? Wow! Wow! So what? What is it? Wow! It's some strange ranch of pop images. They're corralled into a mysterious.
It's just going randomly through my library.
Well, one picture showed. But how much distance is there between them? Because it's been black ever since.
Oh. I think it's rolling like crazy. Come on.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Oh, well. See, I have to wait for it to come in. Because it's a little mindset, just... rolls and rolls and rolls through your library. You have that too in your portable brain.
I try to keep it in there, but you have to shuffle the information around. Ah, here's a tiny little insect going off to work in the morning. Nature is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, he because they play the music the through these little speakers,
tiny
no matter what.
Toward the
part
miniature
of the
train station with his microscopic newspaper rolled up under the second leg on his left side, his hat neatly set on his tiny head, and his miniature Homburg clasped.
Inhaling, arching back, opening the chest.
Yes, exactly. Well, that is the
exhaling, curling forward.
Flying too far forward there.
Your house is on fire, your chillin' will burn. I mean, that's the old traditional rhyme. Let's hope it's not accurate
forward.
In this case. Forward, forward, let us reign.
Forward.
Let the great world spin forever down the ringing grooves of change.
Groove it.
Go, we'll pick it up. And so who wants to be Michael Pepe this morning?
I will, because the delay is gone, and I want to celebrate that.
There's no delay.
Yeah.
Michael Pepe, somebody should go over to his house and wake the guy up.
Well, this wonderful caller has volunteered to do that, even though he doesn't know it yet.
I do not know that.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to wait outside here and see if the light comes on.
Hello.
Yeah, we're
did it work?
Yeah, we're
no,
here.
I don't think so. Because the qualification is Michael Pepe within call, 848-425 in the pipe in here.
Right hand, just relaxed on your thigh.
Okay. He's got the show on his thigh now, relaxing.
Right there.
Yeah, but we've got 300.
Photos on MySpace.
Yeah.
Thank you so
we've
much.
Got 300 friends on my brain.
Only 300 friends.
Oh my god, it's only now.
Can they thwart the enemy?
And three of those are fake.
They're
I've got 300 friends and climbing.
Bend toward the left.
Where is the information on that YouTube video? How do I get it?
Now, which YouTube video would that be, my boy?
The commonly one color.
Anti-Iraq War one again?
Oh, cheap pink. Let me see. What is it? I think it's called something rocket. I'm drawing a blank on it.
What will I see if I see the video?
You'll see two girls dancing and singing in abbreviated outfits. They have little pieces of tape on them covering their modesty, and they perform a synchronized motion. And they then talk about how many people died in
the Iraq
war.
Hey, this is anti-war, buddy.
It's called Everybody Rocket, I think. Anyway, but just type in cheap pink, and you will be guided to that little YouTube.
Okay.
There you'll be.
And he's
doing
it right now.
There will be. Well, you might as well. That's the wonder of the internet. You can do it right now.
You got to do something while the show's on.
Exactly.
We've got a lot to do here. We've got
mountains. You can see, we're drinking like crazy.
Piles of stuff to
going
shovel out.
I was
looking for a 4-track tape for like 4 hours.
Well, we had an 8-track on the show the other night.
We did. That was pretty funny. And then there was a person in the front row who had an 8-track machine and claimed to still actually listen to stuff. You can take those things apart, though. For those of you who still have your reel-to-reels and play all four tracks, if you have a TAC 2840 like I do, and you can.
Oh.
So two tracks are backwards and two tracks are
Bohunk
forward. And it's all Poe Buckers to me. Because here comes the Kraken.
Not the Kraken. Now that won the Academy
Fly
Award,
Kraken.
Didn't it? They gave it the Kraken an Academy Award.
Oh, so
yeah.
Who did
best?
Who is Kraken?
Special Effectus.
Nice.
Whoever did Kraken. That won the.
You know, there was no
award.
Poseidon yelling at poor little Kraken.
Not this time.
Version.
No, they had Davy Jones instead.
Yeah, and Davy was nobody to mess with because he played organs with his string theory.
With his tentacles.
Which K-Rob, of course, purloined for a K-Rob Howell. Moment. Dr. Hal what?
Howell.
What of him, me, it, that?
Yeah, I have some questions. This is a thoroughly entertaining and informative show, but...
We try.
But...
But, and it is a big butt.
Mr. Powell, are you a doctor?
Yes.
You are a real doctor.
I'm afraid I can't diagnose you over the radio, my boy.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do it.
What sort of doctor are you?
Let's see that X-ray. Not very good at all. You see this dark mass here? This is probably, I wouldn't want to be entirely certain, but it looks like a pie plate or a reflection in the atmosphere. Now, I would claim that this is an unidentified floating airship, but the evidence is fairly conclusive that it's an anomalous phenomenon.
I want to know.
Of course you do. It's human to want to know.
No, I'm impressed with your intellectual. I want to know what you do for an occupation.
Well, I toil not, neither do I spin. I am what they call an art bum.
What?
An art bum.
Oh.
Don't
okay.
you understand that subgeniuses quit their job and slack off?
Huh.
That is what you must do. Quit your job and seek Bob.
Have you read any of the literature? Have you, started with
yeah,
the pamphlets
I've
and worked
read some of it.
Well, then you must understand that when you work at all, you're doing the behest of the conspiracy, which wants you to work for a living. It wants to take away the original slack that you were born with and sell you, in the place of that original slack, false slack of its own manufacture.
Okay.
Now, how can you tell false slack from the benefices and benefits of true slack? It's very simple. False slack, like the grapes of Tantalus in the underworld, withdraws from you as you approach it. You can never possess it. But true slack can be the great gift. The great gift can be yours.
Yeah, you're still
if
here.
If you grasp the nettle, then that gift
light up
can be in your grasp.
I heard you last night on the other radio station, Dr. Howell.
Oh, yeah? Some people told me they couldn't get it, but I'm glad that you got it because
the,
that shows
it
being broadcast.
Pirate Crab
yeah.
Radio? Cool.
Yeah,
what does that sound like? What does that sound like?
Does it sputter and sparkle with static and...
Sometimes the sound quality on that station it can be pretty low, but that last night I heard it okay. Yeah, last night was clear for me.
So the show came in loud and clear, eh?
Yeah, but I didn't catch it at the beginning.
Oh, you missed Cheap Pink, then.
I was totally as confused about what I was hearing.
Yes, well, first we had the New Orleans Bingo Kings. We had a bunch of different performers on our stage for the last Dr. Hal show ever at 12 Galaxies.
That was the first. I didn't know there was such a thing as a Dr. Howell show, and,
Well, there isn't anymore.
What
it's
happened?
Gone away with the dinosaur and the dodo.
Why?
There
receded into the infinite
Sorry.
Perspectives of history with the
Edsel
and
the
wire-wheeled snake.
Once
people.
The show's gone, it's gone.
Well,
you
know,
we're burning it from your mind, and when you hang up, you'll never remember there was a Howell show.
Oh, but I will. So, where was it held?
At 12 Galaxies.
Where's that?
Far from here. No, 12 Galaxies.
Right here, if you're
still
listening to Pirate Cat Radio, you,
you can
were
still go
distance.
To 12 Galaxies. You just can't go to the Hal show. The 12 Galaxies
you
is
cannot.
On Mission Street near 22nd in the city of San Francisco.
So it's a club?
Yes, it was called by Playboy online one of the 10 great rock clubs in America. And
That's
they
right.
also gave the Hal show a good review, too.
I'm a newcomer to the city, so I don't know.
But now you've been told.
I feel you do a public service.
Yes, do it for humanity.
So was that a live show last night?
Live as can be, my boy.
Huh.
It was really happening.
Cool.
Every minute, pulsating.
So it just wasn't.
I feel so much better about my slacking off.
You
la,
wasn't
la, la, slacking off.
It wasn't getting the ratings, that's why it was the last one.
Actually, the next to last one also had good ratings. But you can't bat 1,000, and I had to take off in the middle of the run to go take care of some personal business in New York. What do you got there?
Yeah.
Henceforth
I shall take pride.
Oh, it's all about
slacking off.
It looks
Ed
like
Big
a movie
Daddy
about
Ross,
Mr. Ross,
that right winger.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Howell.
But it's a good thing.
Yes, I am
it's
here.
A wonderful thing.
I work as little as possible.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's easy, mind you, but only ultimately more rewarding. Don't chase after your work. Make your work come to you in the best way.
Well,
is,
I drive
of course,
a cab a couple nights a week.
Well, that's a somewhat slackful way to go to slide between the interstices of the conspiracy.
Dr. Howell, I just want to say you are intriguing, and I'm wondering, do you do any other work that I can follow up on?
Oh, that kind of work. Sure. In the game, the computer game Half-Life, if you play it, I have a vocal presence there.
Okay.
And so you can encounter my simulacrum. His name is Dr. Isaac Kleiner.
I want to...
let's see, what else? And you can check out my published works. Some of them are difficult to find. Others you can find. I came out with a book this year. Or was it last year? It was last year. How Time Flies.
How Time Flies?
No. The book is called Dinosaur Alphabet. Have you seen that?
No, I have not. I'm about to.
I want to see it. We are at crossed purposes. Our wires are crossed. We were now talking about Darren Aronofsky's film, The Fountain, which I haven't seen. But no, my new book is called Dinosaur Alphabet. The book that I wrote just before that was called
Gordon.
The Meaning of Lost and Mismatched
Gordon.
Socks.
Yeah, Gorgon.
So,
Gordon.
just type
Gordon.
Those things into your computer and you can get these books.
There we go. Yeah, not shoot the computer.
I also drew a number of
the
comic
head
books.
Grabs again, Gordon. Number one.
You can achieve these comic books if you simply make a search. Everything is on the internet. Everything is available and accessible. To
Dinosaur
he who studies.
Yeah, Dinosaur Island's
now,
on the internet.
Now, some of my stuff is on the internet, and you can't get it off. It's only found on the internet. And I can tell you where to find that, too, if you're really interested. But perhaps you're not.
I am.
Well, in that case, go to salon.com. Poke around there and try to find the Dark Hotel. They don't make it easy, but keep looking for the Dark Hotel. Then once you get there, you can find some online comics drawn by me there.
Okay.
And there they are. They're all about Nazis and weirdos and this, that, and the other thing. You'll see historical things that go on that don't seem to have any purpose, that wander to no particular end.
Dinosaur Alphabet
is not online, but
right. But
I just had a show in New York, an art show, where I showed all the art from Dinosaur Alphabet.
What is your name that you look under?
Well, now we're supposed to give a special stuff off on the radio that I'm not sure is
appropriate.
Why don't you find out by typing in this other stuff? Then you'll know, and folks out there in Radio Land won't be bothered by that little piece of trivia, which they don't need to know to put three squares on the table and butter their bread every day.
Can you explain Power Cat Radio to me?
I can explain why the trees bud in the spring and why light changes into darkness. But Pirate Cat Radio is a phenomenon unto itself. Let me just say that it is not the only actor within the framework of the covert spectrum. There are other radio entities equally illicit and equally bold and brave in promoting and promulgating their arcane agenda. Now, this is confidential, but I, Dr. Helen Dowell, just might go on Pirate Cat Radio on Wednesday nights to replace the now vanished but not vanquished Ask Dr. Hal show. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. Try that on your piano.
Monday night?
No, I said Wednesday night.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday.
Cool. How does this radio station exist? Where does it get its funding, and how come the FCC is not on it?
Well, unfortunately, this is a public venue here. I would be a poor friend to this radio group if I were to spew and spill all of the stuff which must needs be kept clandestine over the very public forum of the approved radio spectrum. Surely you understand the conundrum under which I labor. No succedaneum can possibly ameliorate the stricture of the ethical obligation under which I must conscientiously labor as a soldier of Dobbs.
Understood. I'm glad the FCC seems to be overlooking it.
Well, let's hope they do. With all this provocation, it's like waving a red pair of panties in front of a bull.
Quite.
But what of philosophy that flames your heart, the mucilage which fastens life to art? Do you ever think about thoughts? What about ontology? Where does that fit in?
That occupies a lot of my thoughts, ontological arguments.
It's a very human thing to do that inward spiral and to think about thinking, about thinking, about thinking.
That's called epistemology.
Yes, there you go. And there is the question of whether ethical judgments can properly be considered objective. That, in itself, is a question which has vexed philosophers over the past century. Some consider that the consequence of ontology's influence on analytic philosophy is, frankly, a disaster. In particular, the contortions it imposes upon debates about the objective of ethical judgments.
Dr. Howell, don't you think the English language is fundamentally flawed and we cannot properly address reality with this flawed language?
That is not my thought at all. But, one may address reality properly if one addresses it respectfully.
Respectfully?
That's right. You have to give some. You have to acknowledge that reality is what is there when you go away. So, this is simply a personal quirk or quiddity, not to be taken with anything more than a traditional grain of salt. Cum grano salis. Now let's examine the animal kingdom. These are marmosets, and of course the woodchuck is a marmoset of a kind. Marmotus monax, the common woodchuck, is able to heft or cast with a coordinating motion 23.6 grams of wood pulp chewed from the base of a sapling by the strong teeth of this animal. This is the answer to the age-old conundrum, how much wood can a woodchuck chuck when a woodchuck is in the casting mode, or...
This is going to have the popularity of the Viking questions.
I know, they ask Viking questions a lot, but then they are also always asking about the one about the woodchuck. One day, this is really true, we were up in the Pacific Northwest in the tour bus going along, either going up to Seattle or maybe going up to Portland. I forget how far up we were. I think we were above Portland. Yes, I think we were going to Seattle. And the bus was not being driven by Chicken this time, but by some hired bus driver. And one of the girls was leaning out the window and she started to squeal, "Look, a beaver!" And we were looking out the window and Chicken said, "That's no beaver." In fact, the animal by the side of the road that we saw was, in fact, a woodchuck. And we tried to get the guy to stop the bus so we could see how much wood it could possibly chuck, but the bus driver just kept chewing and driving on, his beefy shoulders hunched over the wheel, and soon the woodchuck receded in the distance. And we were unable to try this practically. But just think, if we'd been able to put it to experimental verification, we could have found out this answer that people constantly ask. And then we'd have the answer, and we'd be able to go on and answer more interesting questions. Like, does one's chewing gum, in fact, lose one's flavor on the bedpost overnight? And many others that science has been puzzling over with fevered brow, for lo, these many lustrums and epicycles of cosmic time. They said it on my show the other night, too. Did you notice? Yes. But the consul's brow was sad, and the consul's speech was low, and darkly looked he at the wall, and darkly at the foe. Their van will be upon us before the bridge goes down, and since Janiculum is lost, what hope can save the town? Is this the movie itself?
No, the...
No, the soundtrack. You know what I'm really interested in seeing is a Korean monster movie called The Host, which will appear on the 8th of March.
That's fun. What, do you know anything... What? Story-wise?
I know all kinds of things about it, but you know my own particular theory that monster movies have this profundity and interest. Not everybody believes it, but I think that this movie in itself is quite remarkable, and from what I've heard of it, I'm very anxious to get into that theater and see that movie. Mm-hmm. Yes. It starts in Korea, where an American advises Korean workers to pour tons of toxic substance into the Han River, an incident which actually happened. Of course, as far as we know, it didn't actually create a monster. But one can never say that it didn't. And what a monster. It's sort of like a 10-ton tadpole with two little stumpy arms that it crawls on, and it's also a total bizarre amalgam of all sorts of different things. Squid-like, wiggling, blobby, jiggly. Well, anyway,
it's kind of scary.
It's a, what if you're on a BART train and you're looking out the window and you see this tadpole thing wiggling along the ground, devouring people out the train? I mean, that's what it's like.
To see this movie, you actually feel like you're there.
Yes, exactly. Because it has something that American movies do not have. Even though it was made on a far less gaudy budget, it's been getting very good reports through the grapevine. One must live so one can enjoy these things, have these faculties. Buy more plastic dinosaurs. Some good ones are coming out in May. There's a reason not to give up. Well, that surely must have taken care of the callers, and now we can sort of relax in the safety of our own delusions, as we used to say.
Maybe I didn't.
You didn't what?
Import things into the portable brain.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay, I'm trying to get this little kid into my brain.
Wow, the antediluvian collection. That's really wonderful. I can get a plastic model of an ophthalmosaurus and what a beautiful Chalicotherium here. I'm afraid I can't afford that one. Instead, I'm going to get a rubber one from Germany, from the Humboldt Museum, made by the Schleich Company. The interesting thing is, when you buy a prehistoric animal model from these Germans, first of all, it's quite rare, but you're not getting something that was made in China in a Laogai. You're getting something that's actually manufactured on the European continent. And the other interesting thing about these little German models is that with each one you get a human for a comparative size, and it's always the same 1970s guy with his hand in his trouser pocket and a puffy haircut and a wide tie. You know, he's about 2 inches high. Now that I've bought so many prehistoric animals of different kinds, I have an army of these 1970s guys with their hands in their pocket, their right hand in their trouser pocket.
On eBay, there's a whole section there.
Well, I wonder what I should do with them. Should I paint them realistically and make an army of them, or in my copious spare time?
Yeah.
No, I hardly have time to fix the dinosaurs that fall off the shelves and to re-coat them with new and fresher paint.
Earthquake.
Life is full of problems that must be attended to.
Yep.
I really probably shouldn't go on this bus trip, but I've just got to get away.
That's, I've got to get away. That's exactly, you should in that sense, because
I was thinking the same thing, and I've decided that no, I cannot. No, I cannot.
Well, so often I want to go on these things, but I can't, you know, because I have got something going that I have to do, and now, even though I still have things I ought to be working on, I actually could get away for a few days without appreciably increasing the tension that naturally accrues when one does not take care of business. Yes, I may be an art bum with no job, but that doesn't mean I don't have to labor in my own curious way on my own oddball projects. For if I were not to do so, the sun would fall from the sky, and time would have a stop.
Really?
Oh, I could prophesy, but that the cold and clammy hand of death now lies upon my jugular. So we were talking about certain philosophical conundrums which appealed to the early stochastic philosophers. But what about...
the early sarcastic philosophers?
No, the stochastic philosophers. But what about German Romanticism, a far more recent phenomenon? Our own society is still infused with their ideas, though they seem to have been discarded by the later preponderance of the French deconstructionists, and before them, the advocates of heroic materialism.
Again.
I hate those guys. Or rather, I hate what they stand for. But not the German Romantics. No. Early German Romanticism extends and modifies the project of the Enlightenment. And its main line of thought is responsible for a way of thinking central to our own time, which is to say, a naturalism that might be expansive enough to do justice to traditional interests in the unique value of human freedom. Here I stand and will not be budged as I nail my theses to the old church door. Got a hammer? Oh, well, then I'll have to do it with a flat on my hand here. Fortunately, the door is wormy and old.
Like any church door that we attack.
Yes, as wide as a church door.
But not as deep.
We are here for a limited time on this show. We're trying to provide a comprehensive overview of fascinating and interesting subjects through extraordinary renditions, vocalizations, and fact-filled lathering and bloviating. And if it doesn't work, well, we don't give two pins for that. But, you know, there's only a certain amount of time that we have to get our message out. And, frankly, we wonder, sometimes, I know I do, whether you're even listening.
But we'll have weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to figure that out.
Yeah, what is happening? We're going to have to do 5 hour
next
set
show.
Of stretch? Oh, my. That's a lot.
Sorry about the brain.
That's a hard row to hoe. Even if it rains, we'll have to be there. We'll simply have to use the shamanic chants to drive the rain away. Fortunately, our esoteric studies brought us into contact with the magical implications which, when chanted, control the weather, call up demons, and raise storms.
Yep,
it can
like
be done.
You can hear the radio in the background. I'm landing the show now here in the Berkeley Hills. We'll drive over to where this building needs to be.
And
the show will be all used up.
Give you a slight sample.
Until next
time. Uka, Bala, Ponga, Wonga, Uka, Bala, Bala, Ponga, Uka, Bala, Wonga, Paka, Uka, Bala, Ponga, Wonga, Paka, Bala, Ponga, Oo. And that's only the first part. This is followed by Uka, Ponga, Bala Walla Paka Waka, Bala Ponga, Wonga Paka Ukabala, Uka Ponga Bala, Uka, I'm sorry, Uka, Uka Bala Ponga Waka Woo. See, once one memorizes these simple mantras, one can rise to the top as cream rises to the top of the milk, and floating over the imperfect world, view it all from a posture of sneering and amused disdain.
That's us?
Well,
that's
it could be.
Okay.
If we simply grasp the nettle and rise to the top. The same principle is evident in a modern cream separator.
Again?
Or they could say that was how the hollow Earth got started, and the sun inside the Earth at the center. The so-called sun at the center of the hollow Earth is what scientists refer to as an Einstein-Rosen singularity. And by traveling to it, and indeed within it, one may be, according to the most arcane and abstruse of current theories, translated to a different universe. One perhaps very similar, in most respects, to our own. Just listen to the dogs in that other world bark as we enter their lenum and leave our own. I wish they'd quiet down.
Wasn't that great? Thanks for listening to the Puzzling Evidence Show. Please tell your friends to listen live and download all the shows and generate huge quantities of traffic for us and our friends and our affiliates. After all, it's for the children. Don't forget to visit www.quiveringbrain.com and www.subgenius.com. Thanks. See you next time on the Puzzling Evidence Show.